Professor Osmanmology is the partner in Tax at EY. Is that something that should concern South African taxpayers, Osman, in terms of where they will be taxed should they choose to leave the country at some point?
Yeah, so that's going to be, hello, Bruce. And I think, look, that's been a concern or a point to be concerned about for a while. And the retirement fund point is just an additional point. So as a general matter, when you do leave SA, we do have some pretty stringent exit charges when you leave. We're not going to let go of you easily. There's still a lot of tax we want to suck out of you before you go. And what this also means is a lot of the wealth that you would have built up while you're here, or while you were still here, this proposal looks to make sure we get a piece of that as well.
Is it unreasonable?
From a policy rationale perspective, I think you'll have varying arguments on both sides of the fence. Obviously, from SA's perspective, this is where you built up your wealth. All of that wealth sitting there in those funds was built up while you were here, while we were supporting you as a country. So that would be the argument why SA would have the entitlement to tax that.
You're still not answering the question whether it's reasonable or not, Osman. I mean, from a fiscal perspective, from a government perspective, it's perfectly reasonable. As a taxpayer, would you be right to be concerned about it, or is that simply fairness in terms of the way in which you've been given the breaks while you've been saving by South Africa? So, is it unreasonable? Would it be unreasonable for you to be cross, or can you be?
I would argue not, Bruce, because as a general matter, you, and this is kind of goes to the general point about tax morality, is that you should expect to be taxed somewhere. I mean, you don't want to be taxed twice, but you should expect to be taxed at least once. And SA saying we want priority here before anyone else taxes you, no one else should tax you. And in terms of double tax agreements, we'll make sure that that happens. But if there's only going to be only one place that taxes you, it's going to be SA.
All right. And then overall, your experience of the budget, it was quite a benign budget, I thought. What did I miss?
I don't know about benign, Bruce. I thought it was bold, actually, just very slightly. You would know of the hype before the budget speech, where so many people were expecting that we were going to get tax increases, and a lot of people would have been comfortable with just a kind of neutral position where we had no tax increases. But instead, I think we've got a gift as far as the above inflationary bracket creep or fiscal drag adjustments for individuals. Besides the fact that it's beyond inflation being generous, I think we should also keep in mind that a lot of employees would have struggled to get inflationary increases. So this is actually a big bonus for them as well. And I think it was really clever on the corporate income tax rate, Bruce, for the minister to decide now that we're going to start on down this road of reducing the corporate tax rate. I know it's only going to affect 2023, starting in 2022. But it was on the cards for a while, and it was really, I don't think there was not going to be an easy point to identify the right time. But I think given that a lot of corporates are still struggling, if you go from 28% on a relatively low collection from SARS to 27% on the low collection, it's actually a relatively easy time from the fiscal perspective to see that reduction.
And none of the scaremonger taxes, none of the taxes that the guys who are trying to sell you offshore investment products and things and are trying to spook you into making potentially bad financial decisions, like wealth taxes and solidarity taxes and boogeyman taxes, happened.
Yeah, I know, and to be fair, Bruce, I think it was only you scaring us with that. But to be fair, the minister, when the budget documents, there was the comment today that the feasibility of a wealth tax will be considered. But I have to say, I don't think that we are likely to even see that. So, I mean, it didn't make it into the budget speech. Wealth tax as a general matter is not a massive revenue raise. It costs almost as much to the SARS to collect the wealth tax as the amount of tax that they collect. I'm not surprised that we didn't have any of those scaremongered taxes, but I am pleasantly surprised that we actually moved slightly in the opposite direction.
Professor Osman Molaji, thank you. Partner in tax at EY.